Prop 14 authorizes Bonds continuing stem cell research. It authorizes $5.5 billion in state bonds for stem cell and other medical research, including training, research facility construction, administrative costs, and it dedicates $1.5 billion to brain-related diseases. It appropriates general fund monies for repayment. It expands related programs. The fiscal impact is increased state costs to repay bonds estimated at about $260 million per year over roughly the next 30 years. What your vote means. A yes vote on this measure means the state could sell $5.5 billion in general obligation bonds primarily for stem cell research and the development of new medical treatments here in California. A no vote on this measure means the state could not sell those $5.5 billion in general obligation bonds primarily for stem cell research and the development of new medical treatments here in California. The arguments in favor of Prop 14, it finds further development of treatments and cures for chronic life-threatening diseases like cancer, Alzheimer's, heart disease, diabetes, Parkinson's, kidney disease, and it builds on 2,900 medical discoveries, increases patient access and affordability, it stimulates California's economy, ensures strict accountability. Doctors, Nobel Prize scientists, and over 70 leading patient advocate organizations urge yes on 14. The argument against Prop 14 is that it would commit $7.8 billion we can't afford during this economic and budget crisis. It funds a state agency with management challenges and poor results after $3 billion already spent. Servicing the debt of Prop 14 could increase pressure for higher taxes or layoffs of nurses, first responders, and other public employees.